This story is told from a female perspective. It happened to me a couple of months ago. I was on a dating app called Tinder. I matched with this one guy that I found attractive. He had a clean shaven head and was more appealing compared to the other guys on the app. His profile said he was the same age as me, 25. The bio in his profile was intriguing. It read, "I am the most versatile person you will ever meet. I compare myself to a chameleon because I like to be different and spontaneous, randomly. You should join me." This made me compelled to chat with him. He then sends me a direct message saying, "Hi, I'm Dennis." I sent him a message back introducing myself and asked him what brings him on Tinder. He responds by saying, "Want to have dinner at my place tonight?" Ignoring the fact that I just asked him a question. Without hesitation, I message, "Sure." I usually wouldn't be so forward with someone I just met online, but something seemed compelling about this guy. He then sent me his address and mentioned that he'll be inviting a few friends. I messaged him back saying, "Okay," and waited till then. Later that night, I drove to his address and arrived at his front door. As soon as I'm about to knock on the front door, it opens, with Dennis staring dead at me. He had a blank expression on his face and didn't say a word. I found this very, very bizarre and creepy. About 10 seconds later, he says hi, then leans over to give me a hug. He tells me to come inside and I stupidly go inside. As we arrive inside, I sit on the couch and Dennis immediately asks me if I want anything to drink. I tell him, "Water, please." He then tells me that Patricia only drinks tea. I was confused by who he was referring to. I asked him who Patricia was. He then tells me that she is one of his friends that he invited over. I tell him, "Okay." Then he proceeds to get me some tea in his kitchen. A couple of minutes pass and the most bizarre thing happens. Dennis comes out of the kitchen with two cups of tea, dressed as an adolescent child. He wore a yellow hoodie and blue track pants. The clothes honestly look like it belonged to a teenage boy. He places the two cups of tea on the table and reintroduces himself again, saying his name is Hedwig, in a creepy child's voice. I found this really disturbing and assumed that this was some sort of sick joke. I awkwardly put on a fake smile and go along with the alleged joke. At this point, he tells me, "Drink the tea," again in a disturbing child's voice. I really didn't want to, and knew I had to get the hell out of there. So I cleverly say, "Don't we have to wait for your friend Patricia?" He got angry and said that if I don't drink it, he will release the beast. He honestly sounded like the type of child that throws tantrums when their parents don't buy them things that they want. I was trembling in fear and didn't know if he was armed or had a knife on him, so I drank it. The room suddenly started becoming blurry, and I eventually started fading, then blacked out. I assume it was from whatever he put in the tea. I then remember waking up on the floor and seeing a woman standing in front of me. The woman was wearing burgundy. It looks like a burgundy long sleeve shirt, black skirt, and some heels. I eventually get up from the floor and rub my eyes to see that the woman was Dennis, dressed as a female. I remember thinking to myself, "This guy is a psycho." He then said, "I'm Patricia. Would you like to have a tea party with me?" in a female-like voice. I thought to myself, "This guy is so fucked up." I acted fast and told him, "I'll be interested in a tea party only if you invited Hedwig back," which was the teenage boy he imitated earlier. Surprisingly, he obliged and walked back into the kitchen to supposedly get Hedwig. I immediately used this opportunity to haul ass out of there and drive home. It's been a month since the incident occurred. I haven't taken effort to report it to the police. I don't know if that was the smartest decision, but as I tell you this story, it still resonates with me until this day.